observations on murder and Batman. Every Monday, at 10 p.m. CIT. An hour of music from the decades of the awards, which came out of Germany from around the 1968 German and Italian student movement, and French protests. Groundbreaking artists who went against the grain of what was gradually becoming a predictable music scene, that was spawned from the psychedelic movement of a couple of years previous.
We'll be right back. Oh, Evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Oscillations broadcast number 54.
That was me fucking it up. Forgot to undo the pause button there.
Yeah, that was a nice little intro from Nectar there. And that was taken from their second concept album, Remember the Future. Some nice little sleeve notes. Remember the Future is the idyllic story of a space traveller named Bluebird, who, because of his wings and blue skin, is rejected by the inhabitants of a planet he visits. Bluebird finally meets a blind boy who eventually regains his sight because he trusts the alien. Remember the Future, Part 1. Bluebird makes mental contact with the boy and projects the invalid's world's past and future through visions. Nice little intro. And now we're going to play you some Embryo.
Dead. Lower it into the hole. The last rites have been read. It's the end of soul. It had a good life, but towards the end it became sick. And then there's nothing more could be done for it. The sickness being incurable, it died. By many it will be missed, but all must admit that it was better that the end came quickly, because the sickness became unbearable. Of many of its followers will be carried to the grave with it. So say a prayer for soul, and let us bury it with all the honors it deserves. Soul is dead. Soul is dead. Lower it into the hole. The last rites of the grave is the end of soul.
Thank you.
great little ditty there from Embryo. That's taken from Embryo's Revolution. Sorry, the track was called Revolution and the album was called Opal from 1970. The LP was originally released by OHR. Embryo's legendary debut was an inventive piece of progressive jazz rock spiced up with free moves and soaked in the late 1960s psychedelic atmosphere. It's a classic album that helped to define the jazzy end of krautrock. Just give you a bit of background information to the Nectar intro that I played you. The whole tune was a 16-minute epic by, obviously, Nectar. The track was called Remember the Future, and it was from Nectar's Through the Years LP from 1978. And that's Remember the Future is broken up into four parts. There's the first part, which is Images of the Past, the second part, Wheel of Time, third part, Remember the Future, and finally giving us Confusion at the end, which we started with accidentally. But anyway, let's have some Immer Lustig from Guru Guru.
Rus Karabineros, Frenkel Parskat, Grosan Bachelor Gate, Morkes Karabarat Prosperino, Immer Lustig. We'll be right back.
hope you're suitably impressed with that. Guru Immolustic off their album Kangaroo from 1972. That rhymed actually, didn't it? Kangaroo from 1972.
Yeah, it was fantastic to hear that, Mick.
Yeah, oh, shut up. Anyway, the original lineup of Guru there, Manny Neumeier on drums, Ach Genrich on guitar, and Uli Trepter on bass. That was recorded at Windrose Dumontheim Studios in Hamburg in 1972, co-produced by the band and Konrad Planck. Incidentally, that same studio with the same co-producer was where Noi's first album was released. What have we got next?
We've got the last track that I'm going to play from the Opal LP that was Embryo, and it's a great tune called Glockenspiel.
Thank you.
That was the Mighty Embryo from 1970. We hope you've enjoyed the earthier side of krautrock this week, but we can't resist playing you some lush analog electronic music, and I'm going to play you some stuff from Jean-Michel Jarre's rarities, stuff from the 60s and the 70s. This is a wonderful tune called Windswept Canyon.
Thank you.
there's a little treat for you. Jean-Michel Jarre with his fantastic Windswept Canyon there. Can't give you an exact date, but it's from a rarities album that was released a couple of years back, and it's roughly from either the 60s or the 70s. I can't be any more specific than that. Because it's Black Monday, I'm going to say goodbye and leave you with a tune from Tangerine Dream and the Near Dark soundtrack. So take care and gute Nacht.
See you next week, same time, same channel, etc., etc., blah, blah.